Kira was asking me yesterday to say some more about losing it, because she says she has people talking to her, especially when they've done the Satori group. They have a Satori. They're in this space. And then they lose it, and what goes on with people after they lose it. As we've just seen with Diane, she's lost it. And that she had it, there didn't seem any doubt at all, I think, for 9 months. And then it started to go. And then I was looking, so how does it start to go? First of all, not many people have it. But most people, it starts to go. So what's the process in starting to go? Well, what I look at is when you have this awakening, it doesn't matter what level you have the awakening on, it's such a big shift, you have a feeling, this is it, this is the end. What I'm seeing is, there doesn't seem to be an end, you have a big shift, and there's something else, and something else. If you're not awake and aware every moment, you just start to let things slip. You get just, say, a little bit of judgment, or a little tiny bit of anger, or a little bit of jealousy, and you go, oh yeah, I can see that, and I'm beyond that. But in actual fact, it's been there, and you weren't there with it, and you weren't taking care of it. You weren't being with it in the moment, because, oh, I know that's gone. Well, yes, it was gone, and it just started to slip back. And if you're not right on it in that moment, it builds impetus. And what I mean by that is, all the energy that took you clear, that tremendous energy, can also take you the other way if the stuff there that has not been cleared, not been seen, not been accepted. The power that took you to the clarity will start taking you deep again. It's part of the healing process. You've got to go back there. And if you're denying it, it'll get stronger and stronger. And eventually it'll take over again and you're crashed and you're out of it. So it's a matter of being absolutely present all the time and say, yes, this has happened and it's wonderful. And, oh, did I get a little something then? And then seeing that it isn't actually I got it, the system got it, and you're living in that system, and it needs to be taken care of. The way it's taken care of is you acknowledged there was a little touch of judgment then, and I put some energy into it instead of just watching it. Not suppressing it, that's what you do when you think you're clear. And not expressing it, that's what you do when you're not clear. But just saying, ah, oh, there was a little bit there. But it's not you, but it's still in the system. And it needs to be taken care of. And if it's not taken care of, it'll overtake and take you back. And there's one more aspect that I've talked about people losing it. And it's connected with what I've just said. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to ramble about it because it's not clear to say. But it goes like this. When you wake up to a certain level, I'm not talking about ultimate waking up because I don't know what that is, but you wake up to a certain level, it's absolutely different and you know it's absolutely different. You see in a totally different way. You're a totally different person and you can see very clearly the old you, if it comes back, and you know it's not you. You've stopped seeing the other as a possibility, and now you are the other, and seeing that the old is not you anymore. If things haven't been taken care of, as I was just saying, but I'm saying it in a different way now, if things haven't been taken care of, as the energy passes through these levels, it's like you're doing a long distance running and you haven't exercised all the muscles in your body. So the muscles that have not been exercised start to contaminate your bloodstream, and they start to contaminate the muscles that have been exercised. So the parts of you that are not clear can contaminate the parts of you that are clear unless it's taken care of. But at a certain point, you may not be able to take care of it. There may be so much energy running through the system that if you don't come out, you're going to get seriously ill in some way. And in the East, they talk about energy crashes, suicide, going mad, because so much energy's gone through the system, it's not clear yet, it starts to go off. So I think, and I don't know this, but I think we go to a certain level of clarity and we're there for a while and it's healthy and it's clearing us. And then we can't hold that energy any longer without crashing. So the body, the system, the energy, the emotions takes us out again. And what we feel is back down. And that's what's needed. Because in the clarity, so much energy moves through the body. It moves to such an extent that you can hardly feel the body. It vibrates at such a frequency that it doesn't feel solid. It feels as though you can't feel your feet on the floor in a way. You're buzzing so high. The energy is so strong. And if the parts that haven't been purified, it'll bring a damage. So the body turns off. It says, we've got to come back down again now and take care of those things that haven't been taken care of. And I think that's why people go in and out. They go there for a while and the purifying is happening and then the system can't contain that energy without crashing. So he comes back again. And to be grateful that you've been there, you've just had a glimpse. Even if you've only had a glimpse, be grateful for your glimpse. And that's what the Satori group can do. It can give you that glimpse. Even if you have a glimpse, the rest of your life is changed. So going back to what I was saying, I think that unless your system is lined up, and that means there is no regrets. You've done everything you need to do. You've gone everywhere you need to go. You've met everybody you need to do. To a certain level, you've lined up your energy so that when it comes through, it just runs through with purity and out through the top. And if there are things that are left still unfinished, the energy starts to come up. It hits those places. It can't contain the energy. You need to go back. Go back and take care of them. Then when the energy comes next time, it'll be more pure, it'll be more free, it'll pass through the energy centers more freely until this incredible, indescribable frequency, vibration, the Tao, the peace of path is all understanding, the kingdom of God, the hidden harmony. So those of you that crash, that come out, just be grateful for being there and saying, system wasn't ready yet, things still to take care of, need to be more alert, need to take care. And have fun. Because when you get to that other place, there's nowhere to go, there's nobody to meet, there's nothing you want to do, which you don't worry about because the state is so lovely. But enjoy where you are. If you want to go somewhere, enjoy going there. If you want to meet somebody, go and meet them. If you want to have sex, have sex. Enjoy what you're doing. Because if you're going to keep moving, it's going to go. It's all going to go. But you won't worry about that because what comes instead is beyond all that. What do I want to end up with? Don't take it seriously. We're playing a game. We're all that. We're here to have fun with what we're doing. So the main thing, as always I keep coming to, is not to take things too seriously. And even whatever's happening, see if you can find the fun in it. See if you can find the expansion and delight in it. Even if you crash, you come down and you've got... See if you can get a perspective on it in some way. That, the Sufi's saying, this too will pass. And get a perspective of the possibility. Everything is for you. Every single experience you have is support, is helping you to take you more and more into this place where you don't need, you never will go back again. So a reminder again, just light, playful, have fun.